traffic studies don't work, but contrast this with public hearing five, where that parking that had to be added to that hotel project to make it viable and feasible, at least in Sunrise, to rent those one and two bedroom units, I mean, that's something to think about. I think you can't just look at it in terms of an urban area, because if people have cars, and some people, if they're married, a couple, they may have two cars, where are you going to put these vehicles? But that's okay, I'm going to vote for it. I just want to have a couple comments on the record. And in all fairness, I watched the city commission meeting Tuesday night from home on Comcast, and this was left to the very end of the agenda coming up for today. And this is where they discussed the changing of the wording to significantly from fully. But in reality, it needs to be successfully mitigated. I mean, that's what it all comes down to, because building these units and not being able to rent them, and I presume they're going to be rentals. I don't know if they're going to be condos, but the reason why I bring that up is earlier in the city commission meeting, someone was talking about the noise downtown after hours or on weekends from people having outdoor events at the restaurants and bars. And one of the brokers said that he had a contract on a condominium that someone wanted to buy, and she just happened to be downtown one night late, and when she realized how things were after hours, she backed out of her contract to buy the condo. So as long as they're all apartments, I think they'll do great, because if people don't like it, they'll break a lease, or they'll move, or they'll wait to the end of the lease. But I think the parking and the transportation is going to be an issue, but I wish you the best.
Vice Mayor? No? Commissioner Long?
A couple things. It's pretty much centered around the affordable housing piece. I think the project's large. I think we have, you know, transportation that's still going to be out there. Education's still going to be out there, and those are concerns that hopefully get worked out as well. The affordable housing piece concerns me as I see, you know, Alan Hooper comes here, and you have so many people working at your restaurants, and we are a hospitality-driven economy in many respects, that at 120% in affordable housing, your staff, the most of them would not be able to afford that. You're really looking at moderate to low housing, and I don't see that as really, even with the density, or excuse me, with the plan of the 50 to 80, and you know, get to low, you have a bonus there. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to take that, because you're already looking at your 5,000 or 750 that requires you then to go down to the lower levels is a concern to me. I would have liked to see that as an automatic. I know Fort Lauderdale does not like it, but as I'm reading it, Fort Lauderdale is kind of rejecting that unless it's part of a plan, which they'd get the additional 750. Is that correct?
I believe that the part that you're talking about was from the supplemental comments that were provided by the county agency.
Henry's and
Henry and Ralph's comments. Mm-hmm. Planning Council staff, the way that the administrative rules document is set, when a 15% set aside is committed to, there isn't a definition except for affordable housing. Mm-hmm. And as you're all aware, the affordable housing definitions in the county plan, which match the state definitions, are moderate up to 120%, low up to 80%, and very low up to 50% of the median incomes. So it's my interpretation, and I briefly spoke with Andy about it, that affordable housing is up to 120% of the median income.
Mm-hmm. And we speak of, you know, the reality of working in hourly jobs in downtown Fort Lauderdale, be it the hotels and restaurants, these people are not going to be living here. Even though it would be nice to think they could, and they could ride their bike or take the car, or Uber, or bus, or anything else, they're not going to afford to live in these areas at 120%. So just wanted to make that statement, you know, and I know Fort Lauderdale is saying, hey, it's administrative rules, we don't have to follow them, we don't agree, except for number three on their comment sheet. That's correct?
Right. I believe that their response is just based on some of those items are outside of the requirements of the land use plan and the administrative rules document.
Thank you.
Mayor Strummer?
I'd like to commend the city of Fort Lauderdale and our staff as compared to just saying, go down the form, check the box, that people actually engaged in planning in a way, which is where we're going through this whole concept. And it really is, there's been an evolution. which I think is a good thing. And it dovetails to where we are trying to get this county to go, to Mr. Grasso's point earlier. We sit here today because of urban sprawl. And the question is, what are we going to be when we are 120 years old compared to the 100 years old to where we are today? And I think there's good planning going on based upon where we are not only today, but looking forward to the future. And I think, to Commissioner Long's point, which is why I said to the executive director, I think the December meeting will be long when we bring back policy 1.0707. Because that policy doesn't define within it which level of affordable housing you're putting in. It speaks to affordable housing. And we know it's a delicate issue, we know it's a sensitive issue, but we also know, based upon different studies, you get radically different results. Mm-hmm. So to have us micromanage what level of affordable housing, when it meets the definition of affordable housing, is that beyond what we as a council do? Because the question then is, it a 5,000 unit project? It's really the concept for all of downtown. This isn't a specific project. Is it a project issue? Is it a city issue? Is it a county issue? Is it a regional issue? It goes back to the whole concept of really, where is the solution? And do you impose it on a project or across the region? And then which method do you use to figure it out? But I'm glad that we don't start segregating within a project which level it has to be, because it's tough enough to get projects to do it. Because we know, under the Chinese menu today of 1.0707, the default says a dollar a foot, which is an acceptable method to deal with it. And we know there are county commissioners that don't like that. But it's one of the negotiated settlements of how we got to where we are today to work with developers. So the question is, where do we plan to be in the future? Which is why I just think the next conversation is going to be long. But I want to applaud the city for agreeing to something that says, once we're halfway through the project, we're going to demonstrate it, and if not, we understand we may have to come to a screeching halt. Commissioner Castillo, that's tremendously different than where we were in January, when there were lots of questions and there were lots of "we're not sure."
It's substantial.
Yes. So I just want to compliment everybody on getting us to where we are today.
It's fully different. School board member Good, Mr. DeJesus.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mm-hmm. My comments will be brief. I also would like to thank the City of Fort Lauderdale staff and county staff for working on this. I think we've come from one side of the pendulum all the way over to the other, and I'm sure it's taken some work and some effort and probably a great source of frustration as well. But I am fully intent to support this. What I'd like to say to my colleagues is the City of Fort Lauderdale places a great emphasis on multimodal transportation and trip impacts for proposed developments. I know that simply because for the last year and a half I've been working with a client on a proposed development project, and just about every meeting those issues come up. So I am confident that the city means what they say when they talk about addressing these issues, and that they will in fact do so. So I fully intend to support the project, and I thank you all for your efforts.
Mayor Ryan? Good. Vice Mayor Rack? Commissioner Gomez?
I mimic or ditto some of the sentiments that have already been placed. I commend staff on both sides and everybody from working hard to negotiate this start of this project. It's not easy. This is a pivotal one. This is the where the growing pains are going to come from, and these are where cities around are also going to be looking to jump off. Particularly, I know my city is working on a mixed use on a smaller level, comparatively to this. But as a city who originally has a slogan of live, work, and play, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to keep our youth here instead of jumping back to New York, where it's all the transportation and easy access, where you actually live, work, and play. We're trying to still keep our ability to have the suburban area. We're trying to keep where we keep businesses, bring business here, and show the growth and be able to accommodate the 250,000 a year, and the numbers are going to grow. So I think it's wonderful. I think it's going to take a lot of effort, and everybody keeps working forward to the common goal. It's going to be a massive, wonderful project. We will deal with transportation. We'll learn from all of it. It'll just be great. And I thank you for your effort to be willing to put this forward. Thanks.
Commissioner McCartney?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I support the item. I'm excited to see it come to fruition. It'll be some time. It's been some time in the work. In the works, the trouble with transportation is going to be glaring, but I see that it's addressed, and I think we really don't have any choice but to move forward and see how this develops. It's not just in this region, because the transportation problems aren't going to be located to the development. You know, it spreads far and wide, which is why the other things we're working on, Broward Necks and all those, are so very important. But we can't stop in worry about what might happen. We have to keep moving with this, and so that's why I support it. I think it's one of those instances where truly they build it, they will come, and that includes the transportation aspect. But I encourage the focus on transportation solutions along with these developments.
Commissioner Gans?
I'm normally not optimistic about these types of projects, whether it be an RAC or a TOD, because there usually are more density grabs, in my opinion, as opposed to true commitments to alternative modes of transportation. You know, a regional activity center can become a really aggravating cluster if it's not, the commitment isn't there for transportation. In my city alone, we have a TOD designation that is undeveloped, and all the projects I've seen forward are not transit oriented, they're transit adjacent, and that's it. And it's mostly being done just for for the increased density. I don't see that here. What I do see is a true commitment, and I applaud staff both on the city level and with our staff on this. So I appreciate that commitment, so I do support it.
Mr. McClellan.
I have probably spent more time reviewing this project than anybody on this council. I'm very much for the project. I do would like to see more or continued monitoring to make sure that they are complying with the affordable housing on more of a timely basis. I see the planning director, and item three said the annual monitoring report evaluates the location and affordability of the designated units. I'd like to see possibly a shorter time frame to have more compliance, if you call it that, and monitoring. Not that we don't trust the city, but well, not very good words, but a closer tie into compliance. I'm greatly for the project. It's great.
I want to commend City of Fort Lauderdale and the planning staff for coming together, and I know it was probably a tough discussion and negotiation just because of the territorial rights that everybody asserts, having been a former mayor commissioner. I get it. But I also think it's going to lend itself to a better product. In the end, I don't have to tell you all, the market will dictate. You know, if you build them and you don't give people enough places to park their cars, then people won't rent the units. So, you know, you have to sort of accommodate things as you go along. Now, to those of us that just travel into the city, we don't live here, per se, to come and do business, is it going to cause us a agita? Sure it is. But then again, businesses, if they get frustrated enough that their clients can't come to them, will move. So the market, again, will eventually balance it all out. The affordable housing component, obviously, is something that's a little bit different. And again, we talked about whether it's concentrated, not concentrated, how that all shakes out. With that, I again, applaud you all. I think it was a good outcome for a process. I'm sorry it did take 10 months or 9 months. Maybe you need to meet more frequently or something. I don't know. Just kidding. And with that, we have a motion, I believe, and a second to move it as staff recommended. And if you'd please call the roll. Ms. Cavender.
We're going to, I believe that the council's recommendation is to eliminate the word fully, so we'll strike that moving forward. And the second piece is
there's no significant going in.
There's no significant, the word fully, there's no substantial, it's just going to say mitigates. And then the second piece is I failed as part of this recommendation to place, but it's in your final agenda, that if the county commission approves this, that this public hearing serves as the recertification of their plan.
Correct. The motion included that.
Yes. Then the motion was all in that, so that's why I was going with that. Thank you. Ms. Cavender, you're up.
Commissioner Richard Blattner. Commissioner Angelo Castillo.
Yes.
Mr. Neil DeJesus.
Yes.
Mr. Thomas DiGiorgio.
Yes.
Mr. Michael Friedel.
Yes.
Commissioner Bill Gans.
Yes.
Commissioner Michelle J. Gomez.
Yes.
School Board Member Patricia Good.
Yes.
Ms. Mary D. Graham.
Yes.
Mr. Richard Russo. Vice Mayor Martin Care. Commissioner Michael S. Long.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Rita Mack.
Yes.
Commissioner Sherry L. McCartney.
Yes.
Mr. Robert McColgan.
Yes.
Mr. Bernard Parnas.
Yes.
Mayor Michael J. Ryan.
Yes.
Mayor Daniel J. Sturmer.
Yes.
Ms. Ann Castro, Chair.
Yes, and let the record reflect.
I'm a yes vote.
I was going to say Vice Mayor Care just stepped in, he's a yes vote. Carries unanimously. Any other business, any other items before we adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Thank you. Everyone, safe holidays for Halloween.